Kingdom Pursuits, where you hear from ordinary people instilled with an extraordinary passion. Together, we explore the stories of men and women who take what they love and let God turn their passion into kingdom pursuits. Now, live from the Truth Booth, your host, Robbie Dillmore.
I am always amazed at how God brings me all these poster children for how does God take your passion and use it to build the kingdom. And today, to begin with, it's almost overwhelming all that we have here. First up, I have Betty Gray on the phone, and Betty is coming to Pinedale to do a Fanny Crosby show. I understand, Betty, that you do a Fanny Crosby drama that will help people understand more about her ministry.
Yes, that's so true. I am coming to Pinedale to present Fanny Crosby. She was a blind hymn writer, and she wrote over 8,000 hymns. So I do portray her like in a first person, and how happy and how God used her, even though she was blind.
And she had a name of Fanny, which my grandmother had that same name. And so I think that.
How about that?
And so,
yes.
And her name, of all things, was Fanny Bacon.
In fact, she was a very happy person, too, even though she was blind.
I'll bet. So, well, we've got lots of folks lined up here today, Betty. We've got Dr. Joe Privet. This is really cool. He's with the Ukrainian Baptist Theological Seminary. So, clear up there, the Ukraine is now a country that actually, when I was growing up, nobody ever even knew what the Ukraine was. And now they got a Baptist Theological Seminary here, Joe?
Yes, they were part of the former Soviet Union, of course. And especially when they got freedom, perestroika, they started up Bible colleges and some became seminaries. So I'm affiliated with one of those.
So we're going to hear about the Ukraine. We're going to hear about Fanny. And there's a hurricane that happened. And Jerry Pinedale is not only presenting Fanny Crosby's show, you guys are doing some collecting for the hurricane relief.
Yeah, we'll be doing the collection for the hurricane relief. And we work with a church in New Bern, and we'll talk about a little bit about some of the supplies and the dates. And as a matter of fact, from now till the 30th, you can drop off. But we work through a church, and what that does, it allows that church to be the hands and the feet of Jesus Christ. So we taking anything down don't get any of the credit for it or don't want any of the credit for it, but it's through that local church, and hopefully it helps the church connect with Jesus Christ.
Right.
Or so helps people to connect to the church and Jesus Christ.
All next week, Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5:30, I believe, if you know where Pinedale is, if you're in the Winston-Salem area, they are taking, which, by the way, I'm sure in Charlotte and Raleigh and even in Richmond, there's places that are collecting. But here's the thing. They don't want any clothing, but they do want no new underwear and socks. Now, in my world, underwear and socks is clothing, but I guess they're not talking about no outer clothing.
Right.
They want easy, open, perishable food, hygiene items, cleaning supplies, blankets, towels, washcloths, pillows, and, of course, water. And that's going to all be at Pinedale. But that's not all we have, folks. We got so much more. We also have Dwayne Gross with the Christian Roundup, and that's coming to Yadkinville. How exciting. I don't get a lot of Yadkinville events up here, but I love Yadkinville, and so because I live close to them. On October 6th and the 7th, you guys got a big deal coming up, right, Dwayne?
We sure do. This is our fifth year of putting on this event here at the Long Hickory Arena. It is open to anybody that's willing to come out to hear the word, whether it's from the Bible, being preached to you, or by song.
Oh, they got some great groups.
It's an awesome lineup for this weekend or that weekend. And
we're going to be sharing all about that. So get ready. But speaking of Roundup, or speaking of Round, depending how you want to look at it, I knew a rancher. He had 100 head of cattle, but he thought there were only 99 until he rounded them up. And speaking of round, circumference built King Arthur's round table. You probably knew that. But did you know Sir Ramick Tile, he did the flooring? And I don't know about this, Dwayne, if you knew this, a moat protects a castle in a roundabout way.
Sure does.
Sure. And here's the actual riddle, which you knew was coming at the end of all the shenanigans. And here it is. When the Israelites went round in the wilderness, they never loafed around this round food. If you know what that round food was that they never loafed around, you call us 866-348-7884. And Keith, tell them what they'll win.
You can win a book from our Kingdom Pursuits Prize Vault.
All right. All you have to do is call now or during the next segment, anytime during the show, 866-348-7884, 866-34-TRUTH, and tell us, when the Israelites went round in the wilderness, they never loafed around this round food. I don't know if you've ever thought about it, but you might get around to it. 866-348-7884. We need to get around to the Ukraine, though, for a minute here, because we don't have Dr. Joe for long. He's going to watch Notre Dame get beat up on by the Demon Deacons.
Yes.
But you're in from...
I actually live in St. Louis now, but we support the Ukrainian Baptist Theological Seminary. A fantastic work of God. I've always thought if you can find where God is working, go join him rather than getting out in front of him and waving him on with you. So this is a seminary that is showing God's grace in a previously persecuted area, which is now at war in the East. But they have grown. I had the opportunity to mentor the president of the seminary when he was in the U.S. at Southwestern Baptist Theological Seminary, getting a Ph.D. in theology. And he has gone back, starting with about less than 50 students in 2012, 700 students now, and just explosive growth.
If you go to their Facebook page, which I put the link there at kingdompursuits.com, you can see the joy, right, of all those graduates. How many graduated in that class?
They had 121 to graduate this year, but the seminary is just going straight up, and God is just called people who want to be equipped to go back and help the congregation, the church, reach its full potential for going out and transforming communities. So they really are about changing a previously persecuted church, which necessarily focused inward, to an outward church that's committed to transforming communities and taking the saving grace of Jesus Christ to a nation where less than 1% have that kind of personal relationship with our Savior.
Yeah, I mean, it was outlawed up until
that
happened. So what would you want our listeners to know as far as how they could connect, pray for your ministry? What would be important?
Well, we have a website, but pray for the leadership. This any organization that's growing from less than 50 in 2012 to 700 now, and only God knows where. And those numbers frighten me. Some people say, what if this is just the beginning of what God wants to do through that organization called Seminary, which really is more of a movement in Ukraine? And we are seeing people transform, we're seeing churches transform, we're seeing communities transform by the word of Christ. And so just go to our website and see how the Holy Spirit taps you on the shoulder to join God where he's at work in Ukraine.
There you go. And Jerry, you only have a minute too, because you too are joining him at the football game. So,
yeah, it's just... when we see devastation when the storm came in, when all the people hurt. So I'm going to leave you with a couple things. Give us a call. If you want more information, you can go on Kingdom Pursuit, and there's a link that can give you all the information. Drop-off points are Pinedale Christian Church in Winston-Salem. Also, we're dropping off at Ray's Body Shop and Record Service. Go to pinedale.org. It has information there. Or just give us a call at the office, 336-788-7600.
So much more. Kingdom Pursuit's coming up. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. Today, we are so excited to have with us Betty Gray, and she is going to be doing a Fanny Crosby kind of what live drama event Tuesday, September 25th at Pinedale Christian Church, who is also collecting, as we talked about, for the hurricane that's coming up, but that's going to be really fun. We also have Dwayne Gross. He's with the Christian Roundup that's coming to Yadkinville October the 6th and the 7th at the Lone Hickory Indoor Arena. And Dwayne, am I right? That thing will seat like 1,000 people. It's going to be a big deal.
It's pretty close. We'll sit at least 900 to 950 with no problem. It should sit like kids or young adults, something like that. It'll sit 1,000 or a little bit better.
So hopefully in listening to the show today, you're going to find out why you ought to come to the Roundup or why you ought to come see, which I know I want to see, the Fanny Crosby event. But, of course, you can still call in. If you know when the Israelites went round in the wilderness, they never loafed around this round food. 866-348-7884. So, Betty, can you tell us a little of the story of how in the world did this start for you?
Well, I saw a presentation of a first person. A friend invited me in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and she said, "I think you'll really like this performance." So she got a ticket. When she told me it was a one-woman presentation, I thought to myself, I can't imagine how boring that would be. and she was doing Maria Van Trapp from The Sound of Music.
Oh, yeah.
And the Holy Spirit just came all over me. I knew that this was something that I could do for the Lord. And I have been traveling as an inspirational speaker for years. And this was just something that I thought it would add to my ministry. So I started 35 years ago with one drama, and that was Fanny Jane Crosby. And I studied everything I could about her, memorized just the first person presentation.
So did you have sort of a blessed assurance that she was the right person?
Yeah, but to God be the glory. So then I also sang how I told the story, which I do, how she wrote a particular song, and then I sing the song. And I only intended to do just one. And when I presented it up in Michigan for the first time, the minister said, "Oh, you've got to come back next year." And I said, "Well, I think you better wait a couple of years, you know, so the people will not remember." And he said, "No, I mean get another one." So for 30 years, I have written a new drama. I do the women, great women of the faith, like Corrie Ten Boom, missionary stories, and of course, I do first person of the women from the Bible. So that's how it started, and I had no idea that this was what God had in store for my ministry.
Wow. And I'm dying to know, or was that a truck pulling by?
Well, I'll have to tell you, I go to a university, Johnson University, down in Knoxville, Tennessee, every year. And one of the professors said, I think you could do Eve next year. That way you wouldn't have to carry so many costumes.
That's a pretty good. Well, Dwayne, how about you? You've been doing the Christian Roundup for five. How did God put that on your heart? I'm interested to know.
Well, it's probably a unique situation there. About 6 years ago, you know how it is when you go to bed, you know, you try to leave all your worries and everything out away from you and everything. And then all at once, about the middle of the night, middle of the morning, whatever you want to call it, you hear somebody talking to you. And you can't figure out where that voice is coming from, because you're there by yourself.
Right.
And after I realized where that voice was coming from, he said, Dwayne, I got something I need you to do. I need you to reach out to the community. He said, we need to get the people together in a secluded area away from the church styles, where it'd be more comfortable, more easy for a person to bring somebody who does not know Christ out. And I questioned him, like, you know, most people would do, what are you trying to say? What do you want me to do? I want you to do an event free of charge, open to anybody who wants to come out and hear my word. So the next year, I started working on it shortly thereafter. That about November, December. Of course, it takes about 12 months to work up a event and get everything taken care of. So my first event was in November of the following year.
And so you had not previously been a promoter?
No, not in the least.
What line of work are you in?
I'm a manager at a textile plant.
Okay, so manager at a textile plant. All of a sudden, you hear this voice, and I'm guessing, like Samuel, you said, speak, Lord, your servant's listening, and which is really, really cool, by the way. That's how the Christian Car Guy show got started. I had a similar thing happen to me in the middle of the night, and I had similar questions like, are you kidding me? Because I was a car dealer. You
right.
know, so, but in obedience to that, right, that takes phenomenal courage to go out there, and you had to find a venue?
That's right.
And you had to find, you know, people to, like, you need Betty, I'm thinking, next year, right?
Yeah, it took a lot of thinking and looking around and trying to figure out, okay, what do I need and how does it need to be done? So I guess that first year was kind of trial and error. The second year, pretty much so, too. But after that, it just kind of, it wasn't on me. It was all him giving me the guidance, saying, okay, this is the way I want it done.
Well, I should save this question for the end of the show because it'd be a great tease, but I just am dying to know. Have you had some folks show up that didn't know Christ?
Yes.
And you had the pleasure of seeing God use that, which he asked you to do, to literally change the world?
Yep.
And can you take us to one of those?
Actually, it was my first event. the speaker I had for that year was coming in from Mooresville. And I talked with him 2 or 3 days before and asked him if he had what he was going to be speaking on. Well, he said, well, yeah, I got about 3 different things, you know, we can talk about. I said, okay. I said, have you narrowed it down to which one God wants you to talk about or preach about or ever how you want to do it? He said, no, I'll figure that out as I come up the Interstate 77. I said, all right. So when he got to the arena that evening, I greeted him and everything. I said, are you ready? He said, yeah. I said, has God led you to which one you're going to do? He said, I'm down to 2, but I'm leaning to 1. Yeah. I said, leaning to 1. I said, okay, I understand that. I said, where did that decision come about? He said, well, I was coming up 77 from Mooresville, and I got to the 21 overpass there at Turnersburg, and or this side of Statesville, or the western part, or eastern, well, north side of Statesville there, coming up on up 77, and I was narrowing down to 2 different items and everything that I needed to talk about and put the gospel with it. He said, then all at once, one main idea, one main point came out. I said, okay. He said, so we prayed on the way on up here, him and his family did, and when he walked in the arena, he said, I'm still at 2, but this is the one that I think God wants me to go. I said, all right, whatever you choose. I said, if you want to change it on, if you change it to midstream, whatever, you know, it's all whatever you want to do, and you and God. So this guy's about 6'6", 6'7", something like that, real tall guy. And he was talking about bullying when he was in high school and how the kids bullied him because he was so taller than the rest of them.
I understand that.
And
As you might imagine.
One of the churches in Iredell County had their youth group there. And it's a young man. I guess he's probably about 13, 14, might have been 15, stood up at the end when he gave the altar call and came down and talked with him. He told the speaker, you know what? This is exactly the same thing I'm going through at school. It's just not at school. It's out with my friends. It's out wherever I am. This is what I'm being pushed into. I'm being bullied about this or that, or can't do this or can't do that. And after talking with him and the speaker at the end of the event, come to find out, if you kind of figure the location of that church and the location he was on Interstate 77 was identically in line with each other.
Wow.
So, you know.
I'm glad I didn't save to the end of the show. What a story. And so you had to be sitting there going, oh, my word, God. You know, it was all worth it just for that one boy.
Yeah, that was the only kid that accepted Christ that evening. But what was so unique about it, because, you know, God works in mysterious ways, that...
Betty, I know you've got a story that you're dying, and we're dying to hear about the fruit from yours, so we get to hear that one when we come back. I got to tease that a little bit, Dwayne.
Right.
I'm looking forward to Betty's story. I could tell you a few Fanny Bacon stories, because that was my grandmother, but we got so much more Kingdom Pursuits coming up when we come back. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. Today, we are so blessed, really, to have with us Betty Gray and her performance of Fanny Crosby coming up at Pinedale Church, Christian Church, Tuesday, September 25th, which, if I'm not mistaken, that's this Tuesday. Am I right?
That's correct.
So you don't have long to wait. This is going to be this Tuesday at Pinedale Christian Church, and it sounds like something we absolutely don't want to miss. We also have with us Dwayne Gross, who's doing the Christian Roundup coming to Yadkinville Saturday, September 6th and the 7th, which you can hear is an opportunity to not only hear these wonderful groups, but to bring people to hear an evangelistical, you never heard that word before, evangelistical. But I just made it up. Anyway, word to possibly bring your friends that don't know Jesus. And wow, they could really, you know, we just heard that. And I heard another story during the break. So I think that's really, really amazing. But right in this minute, I'm actually shocked, Dwayne. You know why I'm shocked?
Why's that?
No one called in on what I thought was one of the easiest riddles I've ever given. And so here you go. You can win the Truth Prize Package of one of our many books from our many authors that we've had on. All you have to do is call in at 866-348-7884 and tell us when the Israelites went around in the wilderness. They never loafed around this round food. What was it? 866-348-7884. Well, Betty, I bet you have a few stories where you've seen, like, okay, God, that's why you got me doing this.
Oh, absolutely. And, I think one of the things that is really the joy of this ministry is that particularly Bible characters come alive. I think sometimes we read the word and we don't think that Mary and Bathsheba and many of these, Rahab, Queen Esther, Ruth, that ever lived. And people will say to me, you made them come alive. So that is one goal. Then Mary, the mother of Jesus, is the one which is, of course, the gospel story told from a mother's perspective, from the birth to the resurrection. There's never a dry eye in the crowd, and people just... really have been brought to the Lord when the invitation hymn is given. Many people come to know the Lord through Mary, the mother of Jesus. And people say to me, have said to me, Do you really cry when you present Mary, the mother of Jesus? And my reply is, if I ever stop, I'll stop giving it. If I can't be touched, too, by what Jesus has done for us. Also, I was invited by the government to present a missionary story called Darlene Dibler, who was imprisoned during World War II, and how her faith sustained her. And one of the majors from U.S. Army heard me give it several years ago and said, if I can get clearance from the government, would you come to Korea and present it to our troops? So I flew to Korea, went from air base to air base in a helicopter, and I'll never forget what the major said. She said, I do not want our troops to think only their training will help them if they're ever taken captive. I want their faith to sustain them first. So that was a thrill. But God has just opened many doors for me to go all over the world, just presenting the gospel through first-person presentations. And, you know, none of us will know until eternity how many people came to know Jesus because of what we have devoted our lives to.
Wow. Yeah, and I mean, that's just... Yeah, it just warms my soul to think of it, but I can't help but want to go to portraying Mary. And have you ever read, I'm trying to think of the name of the book. It's where, you know, it's kind of, and it's good, and it's good with my soul. And it was written by a woman author, clear back. And it was actually the first written book ever written by an English woman. What was her name? But anyway, she spoke at length about Mary. And what that really was and made me think about, oh my goodness, you know, this woman, you know, literally carried Jesus in her womb, but then walked with him for the years as he was growing up, and then stood there at the cross, and of course, you know, she had an experience with Jesus that really was absolutely unique and beyond marvelous. I'm curious, when you're giving that performance, what does touch you? What is it that makes you cry?
Well, you know, if we never quite even begin to comprehend what Jesus did for us, but as a woman, particularly as a mother, to not only feel how she was rejected, first of all, when she was found with child, how she must have felt at the crucifixion and at the beating. I picture her being present to see that when he fell along the way. It just simply grips me in my heart to know that Jesus did that just for me. Is beyond my comprehension, and it just brings tears to my eyes and to the audience as well that love Jesus.
Wow. So that has to be just a real blessing. I can't, you know, I'm looking forward to Fanny, but then I'm thinking that you have to come back to Dwayne and do Mary at your event, right, Dwayne?
That's right.
So share the story about the man with the heart attack. That's Dwayne's got another story for us.
Oh yeah. Now at my third event, I had a local guy, a friend of mine, who I asked to speak, and of course he wanted to know what any particular subject I wanted to speak on. I said, whatever God gives you to let everybody know about. So when he took the stage, he gave everybody his testimony. And to give you a little bit of background on this young fella, he just passed away this past November of a heart attack out deer hunting. But years ago, their first child, a son, was diagnosed with cancer. He passed away at age 19. But during the time he went through cancer and all the chemo and everything went in remission. So he was helping coach his son's baseball team as third base coach. And during that game, he suffered a heart attack. That's when they had to put a pacemaker in. And, of course, that's been several years. I don't know how many years ago it's been like that, but he was telling about the testimony and everything there. But just that particular evening at the arena, the paramedics that came to the field to pick him up to take him to Baptist. Of course, they pronounced him dead twice and revived him twice before they got him to the hospital to put the pacemaker in and get him stabilized. But also the nurse also all were in attendance at the concert that evening. So the paramedic who picked him up at the field, the nurse in the ambulance or air care, whatever it might have been, were all there with him. So that's how God reaches out, you know. They didn't know what he was going to be talking about, but they were there. And the emotion there was very unique because everybody there that evening knew this man and knew his testimony anyway, but the way him telling it brought it all to real again.
Wow. Well, we have Richard is in Greensboro, has got an answer to my riddle, which is, you know, sort of important here.
So we got
Richard, you're on Kingdom Pursuits. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
So do you know what the Israelites went around eating that was round?
Well, all I can figure out would be bread from heaven, manna.
You are absolutely correct. Have you ever thought about it? That it, according to the Bible, it was round.
Yeah, and I've heard that, and I've heard it like flakes bread. But I that's the only thing I could think of that, you know, that was provided for them while they're in their wandering. So that's why I thought that'd be the answer.
Well, you knew that God would provide round meals, that, and so, you know, that's a really, it's a fascinating thing that I, you know, you never cease to learn. You know, I actually, when I went to put this riddle together this morning, I had just went to my Bible app and searched for round in the Bible, and I saw that. I'll be honest, I never thought about the manna being round, but I learned that myself, so.
Yeah,
God bless you.
That's doing on me. Like I said, I was hoping that was right.
Well, thank you, Richard. I thank you for your courage to call in today. And we got a Truth Prize package coming your way. God bless you.
God bless you, sir. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. We've got so much more Kingdom Pursuits, more stories from Fanny Crosby / Betty Gray and Dwayne Gross. His Christian Roundup coming to Yadkinville Saturday, October 6th and 7th. But next Tuesday, you got to go see Fanny. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. And we're having so much fun today with Dwayne Gross with a Christian Roundup coming to the Yadkinville Saturday, October 6th and October 7th. And that's at the Lone Hickory Indoor Arena, which I understand is off Bethel Church.
Yes, it's off of Revis Road, off of 421, heading like you're going to Wilkesboro. Get off on Revis Road and go take a left from Winston, that is. And you go to the end stoplight, and Bethel Road is straight across from it. And you just go down there. It's about a mile and a half. It's on the right. You can't miss that big old horse arena down there, dirt floor.
Right. Well, there's more information, good news, at kingdompursuits.com, where you can find out more about that event. You can also find out about what's going on at Pinedale. That's in Winston-Salem. It's Tuesday, September 25th. So you can go to either of those places, get more information. And clearly, we want to get you there if you want to go. And I would say that in both cases, whether you're coming from Charlotte or you're coming from Raleigh or you're coming from Richmond, Virginia, you know, we appreciate you listening, first of all, but we also would say that, you know, these things, it's really cool. When you see God involved in something like this, then, you know, how fun to get involved with it. So I say that to kind of introduce this concept, that the whole original idea behind Kingdom Pursuits, when Stu Epperson, who's the founder of Truth Broadcasting, and I discussed, you know, what we're going to do with this show, is that we're hoping that you, the listeners, are hearing, wow, these people heard something from God which sounded a bit crazy when they first heard it, but they were obedient to it, and when they were obedient to it, God took them on this unbelievable adventure, and then they got to see the blessing. And so maybe you feel a calling to write a book, or maybe you feel a calling to do acting, or, you know, I've felt called to do Christian Car Guy Show that, you know, actually heard a voice like Dwayne heard. So the idea is, if you'll listen and if you obey, you're going to go on a wild adventure to, like, Korea, right, Betty?
We're right. Exactly. And with Fanny, you know, the thing that people go away from this drama was, even in life's hardships, that you can still have a vibrant faith. Fanny ministered. She went to the Bowery. We don't know what the Bowery was, but it was in New York where all the derelicts would hang out. And she would go there even though she was blind, and she would hold the derelict on her lap, and she would wait until they woke up. And she says, I don't tell them they're a sinner. They already know that. I just tell them Jesus loves them. And one night she was sitting, of course she couldn't see, so she was sitting too close to a bar, and she called it, it was the devil's hellhole. And they were playing a tune, and it played over and over. She couldn't move because she was already holding a derelict on her lap. And the tune came from the bar, which was "To God Be the Glory." And as it played over and over, she shook her finger at the devil, and she said, "That tune is too good for you. Jesus needs that." And she wrote, "To God Be the Glory, great things he has done," to that tune. That's a bar tune. And she had such a sense of humor. She also said, how many verses do you have in your hymnal now? Well, most hymnals would just have three verses. And then she says, shame, 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 I wrote nine. So she had such a sense of humor that I think kept her faith vibrant, even though she was blind.
Wow, those are I had no idea. But I knew she wrote Blessed Assurance,
right,
which is just a treasure. I do a devotion at a assisted living home, have for years, and if you want to see some folks get into a song and begin,
absolutely,
you know, this is my story, this is my song, you know, they that just speaks to their heart, because obviously Fanny lived from her heart.
She did. And you know, the most she ever received for any hymn that she wrote, and she wrote over 8,000, there are still many in the hymn books, but she said, I generally got 5 cents, but she said, what is money? It's only the means of exchange. And like I say, I want people to go away saying, if they have some handicap, and Fanny says, everyone has a handicap. Oh, mine, yeah, just happens to be that I'm blind. But I want people to go away saying, I can serve the Lord no matter what position or what I have in life, that I can still serve.
Exactly. And Dwayne, as you head into this particular event, tell us who you got lined up that's coming this time. What speaker and what groups?
All right, on Saturday, October the 6th, we're going to be opening the doors at 5 o'clock for the public. It's free admission. Just come out and listen and have a good time of fellowship with everybody there. I do have Neil Hatfield, which is co-owner of Uplands Reach Conference Center in Millers Creek, North Carolina, who will be the speaker. He's a good old-fashioned preacher, evangelist. He's a storyteller, too, so he can tell you some stories and put it right with the gospel. I have a local group, three young ladies that goes to church with me. They're called Simple Faith. They've got a four-song set, which is awesome four songs, I tell you that for sure, that they'll be doing, and they will be opening up for the band for the evening. And the band that I've got coming down is coming out of State College, Pennsylvania. The name of it is the Alan Scott Band. And Alan and his group there is awesome. Alan has an awesome testimony. His lead guitarist has an awesome testimony. And the reason I chose this particular group to come in again this year was just not the Surrey, Yak, and Wilkes. We're going to include Forsyth, Iredell, Davie, all the other surrounding counties there. There is some issues, problems here in these counties, whether it's with drugs, alcohol, whatever. Alan is an ex-drug addict, alcoholic, thief, runaway, school dropout. Got caught, put in jail in Texas. And on his ninth day, he fell to his knees. Said, I can't do it by myself. I need you to come back. And he asked God to come back in his life again. And since then, he's been in the ministry for 15 years. His lead guitarist, Matt, didn't have nothing to live for. He's going to commit suicide. OD'd in a coma. Said he woke up in hospital, tubes all over him. No control whatsoever of his body. And God told him, there's better things for you, Matt. Follow me. And he's been with Alan since then. But they have an awesome, awesome testimony. On Sunday, Neil Hatfield will be back down preaching for us. And I have Crosby Lane, husband-wife duo from Nashville, coming in to provide us music for that evening. Both events are free. A love offering will be taken at both evenings to help cover any expenses and to cover the expenses of, especially on Sunday, for Crosby Lane. But concessions are available.
And Betty, is there are they selling tickets for, and I should have known ahead of time, for the event on Tuesday night, or is it free?
I'm not sure. I do know it's an all-day thing. I will speak in the morning, and then there is a luncheon. So just call the church office, please, at Pinedale. And I'm not sure, but I thank you for calling me, and to God be the glory in your ministry as well.
Yeah, I'm going to the event page right now so I can find out here. The event is Tuesday, September 25th. Lunch is at Pinedale, free. Target audience 50 and up. Offering will be taken. So there you go.
All right.
So it says the event is Tuesday, September 25th. It starts at 10 a.m.
That's right. And lunch starts at 10, I believe.
Right. And it says lunch is at 11:30. Yeah. And then actually at 10 o'clock, you're doing You Are the God Who Sees Me. And then at 1 is when you're doing the Fanny Crosby.
That's right. It's in the afternoon. In the morning, You Are the God Who Sees Me.
What is that? What is that?
That's just an inspirational message on do you think God really sees you? Does he see everything? And it's taken, remember when Hagar was sent away by Sarai?
Exactly.
And then she stopped by a spring and she didn't know what she was going to do. And God spoke to her, sent an angel and spoke to her. And then she quotes that scripture. you are the God who sees me.
That's beautiful.
And we're going to
yeah,
talk
I remember
about
that.
Sight.
That is awesome. Okay. That's all happened at Pinedale on Tuesday. And don't forget, October 6th and 7th out there in Yadkinville, you can find out all about those. KingdomPursuits.com. Right now, stay tuned. You got so much truth coming at you. The Masculine Journey starts here now at 12 o'clock, followed by Disciple Magazine at 12:30. Thank you for listening to the Truth Network.